Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. Although I do try to watch what I eat and then eat as healthy as I can, I find that at times during the summer, I can't resist a big bowl of ice cream. So it is with great, if slightly guilty, interest that I want to learn about making ice cream at home. And, you know, with or without fancy equipment, I don't care, Jerry, but Jerry Pellegrino of Scola Cooking School, you've been studying this for some time.
Well, yeah, I mean, I love ice cream. I think everybody kind of loves ice cream. And, you know, and I remember making it at home with my parents as kids. Mm-hmm. There's that machine that's very inexpensive that you pack the ice around it.
Right.
And you get rock salt and you shake the salt and you keep adding ice. I mean, it's a great machine. You can find those for under $50. They work fine. But the whole thing is the spinning, the turning, the constant motion. The idea is to preserve, is to prevent ice crystals from forming as the product freezes. Mm-hmm. If you just put, say, heavy cream in the freezer and try to freeze it, it'll be very grainy. You'll get a not smooth texture. Mm-hmm. And so you'll need a machine if you want to get to that point. And the two basic, besides that old school ice machine, there's two versions. There's one where you freeze the bowl in which you make the ice cream. Mm. And those work pretty well. I mean, the bowl needs to be in the freezer for at least 24 hours. You only get X amount of time, say 20 minutes, while it stays cold. But the machine works fine. I mean, mm-hmm. if you really want to do it, I recommend sort of the self-contained refrigerated machines. They're a bit more expensive, but you can get one that makes, say, a quarter to a relatively fair price. And,
nice.
And they make a product that is way better than the other versions.
Now, Jerry, how realistic is it for me to go shopping and pick up some fresh fruit, say, and make ice cream out of it? Is that really doable?
Oh, yeah. I mean, so let's just go through the different types. I mean, ice cream, ice cream's based, there's two camps. There's American ice cream and there's French ice cream. French has eggs. It's a custard base, and American ice cream has no eggs. So if you look at, say, vanilla ice cream in the store, it's quite white.
Yeah.
If you look at the French vanilla, it's yellow, okay?
Yep.
And so a little bit richer, a little more sort of decadent, but both are based on sort of heavy cream and milk, and then sugar and a little bit of salt, and then whatever else you want to put in it.
So I can put my fresh peaches in it.
Well, you know, here's the deal. Like, this is a personal thing. I don't like frozen things that don't taste good frozen.
Ah.
Like strawberry ice cream to me should be just pure strawberry extract, you know, not frozen strawberries, because they're terrible to eat. So, but you can put anything you want in it. I am not here to tell you, you know, how to make your ice cream. Just make some.
Right, right.
Sorbet now is this whole new thing that everyone's very excited about because of its health reasons. It's basically just water, sugar, and fruit. I make a simple syrup that I use and just add fruit puree and put it in the ice cream machine.
Mm-hmm.
That's important. And sorbet is supposed to get a smooth consistency because you make it in the machine. As opposed to now, if you don't want to buy any equipment, you can make granita. Granita is a very simple dessert. It's the same basic concept as sorbet, except frozen in a tray. And every now and then you've stirred around with a fork and you get like this icy ice.
Yeah.
So those are the things, you know, that you can do at home and make those types of things if you want to have some fun frozen desserts.
It's a wonderful indulgence.
Yeah.
And I tell you, it's irresistible at this time of the year.
I agree.
I really have to try that.
Yep.
Let's put some of these recipes.
I'll have it all. We'll put it all up on the website.
Put it all on the website so you can check it out at home.
Yeah.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.